Today's episode is a conversation with FC Barcelona football player Martin Braithwaite. The two of us teamed up at Collision to talk about manifesting everything you desire rapidly and accurately, taking the imagination of possibility to probability and probability to reality. Tweet me at David Meltzer your favorite part from today's episode and check the show notes to see how you can text me or email me at any time.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
So Martin, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to talk about the secrets behind elite performance, but not just on the pitch, off the pitch as well, as you're involved as a co-founder of NYCE companies and a variety of other things that you've been able to transfer what you've learned on the pitch to your secrets in life and business. So I wanted to start there. What do you think the main characteristic is of why the celebrities, athletes, entertainers, millionaires, billionaires, and entrepreneurs all share this one quality that allows them to find elite performance no matter what they're trying to do?
First of all, you need desire. You need to know what you want to do. And I think when you have that burning desire of wanting something, then you have to get into all the ways to reach your goal. But that burning desire is going to get you started.
Absolutely. You know, when I'm looking at your career, both on and off the field and pitch, you know, I see a desire that you must be what you can be. Where does that come from?
As a young kid, I used to be in a wheelchair. When I was 5 years old, for 2 years, I spent 2 years of my life in a wheelchair. And I think during that time, I developed something in my subconscious mind about being grateful about life and also getting the most out of life. And I always had dreams, but I was always really clear on what I wanted to do, and that was being a professional soccer player. And when I was 18, I was already professional at that time. I broke my leg, and this is one of the biggest blessings that I had, because in that moment is where everything positive started to happen in my life, and my mindset completely changed, and I understood what benefit you will have in your career when you have the right mindset.
And with that mindset, one of the other things that we find is there's a continual system of lessons that come, and other people call them failures, mistakes. You know, I wish I could tell you you've won every game that you've ever played, made every team that you've ever tried out with, and scored every goal you ever tried. But what most people don't realize, you know, from our American heroes here, like Michael Jordan, to the international superstar that you are, it's how we handle the failures, the mistakes, and the lessons that are most critical to reach our elite performance. How do you handle those type of setbacks beyond just being, you know, in a wheelchair when you're a child? I'm sure you've incurred many, many other failures and mistakes along your journey.
Well, failures is also a mindset. I wouldn't say it's a failure, it's a lesson. That's how I like to look at it. And when you look at life as when you look at obstacles in life as lessons, then you don't feel the emotion of failure. You embrace it and you understand that this can help you to improve your game. This is necessary for you to grow. Because I've seen in my life, in the difficult times, it's here where I learn the most. And actually, when everything is going great, amazing, I'm not learning anything because everything is good. So when things are going a bit against you, you need to dig deep and you need to have that find solutions and new ways to get where you want to go. And those moments is where you find the ways and the things you need to improve. And I embrace the difficult moments.
Yeah, and that's an interesting mindset, because it's one thing to endure the difficult moments and to achieve what you want with this elite performance and elite mindset. But I personally have taken it to a different level. I call it the enjoyment of the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your own potential. What do you think the best quality that you have to shift the paradigm in your mind to not only endure those times, but actually to enjoy it?
I think you need to have a clear goal in your mind. And also, people's opinion, you have to understand that people's opinion, they don't affect you. This is really important, because when things are going bad and you have people around you telling you that you can't do something, that you should give up, a lot of people, they feed into that. I don't. because I know a lot of times people's opinions are just a reflection of their own self-esteem and their belief what they would do in your situation. It has nothing to do with you, and you have to understand that.
And that's really easy to say, right? But you know, I'm sitting there just as a father listening to other fathers over the weekend at our little league, and I hear one of the fathers say real quickly, "Oh, you know, too bad so-and-so's up. He's not very good." And the little boy heard him, and I could tell it impacted him. And I've seen it impact children for a long time, that they allow those things, especially our children, to take in the negative thoughts, what's missing, what they can't do, what they don't want in their lives, or what these other people think. Did you have any of these types of incidences when you were a child that hung with you for a while to help you learn this lesson as you got older? Obviously, as a public figure, we're inundated. We're inundated with negative thoughts about us, regardless of how well we perform or not. But as a child, did you have anything that impacted you that way?
Yeah, of course, it happens for all of us. Our parents, they love us, but they also tell us things that are maybe not the right thing and what we need to hear, and they stick with us. We take it in. And as I started to understand, I was older, I was asking myself, why do I have these thoughts in these kind of moments? And then I had to dig deep, and I had to handle the situation from where I was a kid and actually understand why my parents said what they said, and actually also understand that nothing, they didn't mean anything really bad about it. It was just something they said, but at the moment it hurt me. So I had to go in and change my mind about that situation and understand moving on that I shouldn't let that limit myself in my life.
One of the other things, you know, looking at your journey, are these three different laws, laws of the universe, I call them. And one is just the law of gravity. You seem, whether you were in a wheelchair, whether your leg was injured, whether you missed the goal or got cut, whatever it was, you always were happy where you were at. But two, you believed in the law of Goya. The law of Goya is get off your ass. You're not someone to sit around and dream about what you want. You will put everything, that desire, behind action. And you believe, you know, in that action, which will stimulate that universal law. So you have the law of gravity that says I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. The law of Goya, you're going to give everything you got, that desire that you must be what you can be. But you and I both share a third belief in a law, and it's a faithful law. It's the law of attraction. And I was hoping, you know, as an athlete and an entrepreneur, you could explain to us your belief of how things are attracted to you, how you allow them into your life, that you don't necessarily make it happen or control it from happening.
Yeah, I'm a complete believer in the law of attraction. I make it work for me. I'm not working for it. I'm making it work for me in the way I want it to work. And I have so many stories, but I'll give you a recent story. I wanted to move into a certain house. And I went to look at the house, but there were a lot of problems with the house, the contract, and everything. So when you know how the law of attraction works, you have to start to thinking from the end result what you want. So I started to see myself living in the house. I started to sleep inside my bedroom, waking up in the bedroom, seeing everything, walking around the house, doing all those things like it was here at the moment. And I was doing that every night, confidently. And suddenly everything just went in place for me just to go into that house. And I've done the same thing with a car that I wanted. I saw this car was a really special model, and it had a special color. And I was looking at all the dealerships. They didn't have this kind of car in that color. I saw that I had to buy the car, and I had to get the coloring myself. But I went one day in a really small town to a dealership. And here, as an exposure model, there were the car to the exact detail at the least place where I thought I would find it. And it was just amazing. It was amazing for me. And I just see it over and over again in my career.
And in that career, too, one of the other characteristics I see is humility. And you've had such great success. You've overcome so many different challenges. But yet, every time I talk to you, every time I see you, I see such a humble young person that you know, trusts the universe, but he vets the universe as well. And it's such a great quality as you're transitioning, you know, from just playing into, you know, a multi-billion dollar industry of real estate, working, you know, as an executive yourself. You know, how do you blend humility with competition? You know, a lot of people have a conflictual or counterintuitive attitude towards, well, I can't be a fierce competitor if I'm humble. I have to always be on edge. Everything's a comparison. Everything's a scarce vision of the world. How do you so eloquently blend those two?
It's quite easy. Me, all the things I'm doing in business, in my career, is personal goals. And being humble and giving back to the people is a life purpose. I want to impact people and I want to make a difference. And I want there to be like people know that I've been here and I have made this place a better place. And I think it's important as human beings to help to evolve the human race. And I feel we have the responsibility when we get taught some things and learn some things, we have to give back to the young people so they can learn things that we didn't know at their age. And so they can keep growing and going beyond what we were capable of doing.
And taking that same perspective for yourself, obviously, compared to me, you're still very young. And we learn, you know, we don't know what we don't know. What's been your biggest challenge in business? You've been through so many challenges athletically, but what's your biggest challenge today that faces you with your business?
Well, obviously, when you're going from one field to another, you have a lot of new things that you didn't know because you went into an area where you're like, you're out of your comfort zone. So going back to what you said, the law of Goya, the hard work, you have to take the work off, but it doesn't really feel like work because you have a desire of wanting to learn these things. So it doesn't feel like hard work because you're enjoying the process and the journey, because everything is a journey and it's about enjoying the journey.
And to that matter, you're constantly learning these lessons. You're seeking knowledge in which to effectuate what you want from your vision board, from those experiences. Do you read or listen to books right now? And if so, what, you know, is one or two of your favorite books that help you to be an elite performer, both on and off the pitch?
Think and Grow Rich. Yeah. Over and over again. I just can't get enough of it. And it's a book that I would recommend to everyone.
You know, it's amazing because I'm 53 years old. I read Think and Grow Rich every single day. And for and through Think and Grow Rich, what is it about, you know, the word rich? Does it mean just monetary wealth? Or what does the word rich mean in the context of that book to you?
Rich is about accomplishing your dreams, turning your dreams into reality. You can be rich by being the best mom that you can be. You can be rich by giving love to your family. It's not rich about having be financially rich. That's not the kind of rich. But people, they would misunderstand when they see the subject of the book that is called Think and Grow Rich. But I look at it as turning your dreams into reality. That's how I look at it.
Last question real quickly. You've been so generous with your time. You know, a lot of people think you're just born to love something, you know, just learn, you know, you love what you do. And every great athlete that I know, you know, loves their sports in varying degrees. But I believe you can learn to love what you do. You can find the light, the love, and the lessons in what you're doing and try to figure out where your potential is. You know, for I could be and work from today until the rest of my life and be half the footballer that you are. But in other aspects, people can work their whole life and not be, for example, the salesperson I am or some other things that I'm capable of doing. What are some of the things that you think will help people learn to love what they do instead of just, you know, blindly thinking, I have to find what I love?
You have to go inside yourself and you have to ask yourself a lot of questions. And it can be difficult. But you have to know you never have to look for the answers outside of yourself. You hold all the answers inside of you. And you just need to ask yourself the right questions. And you will find them. When you're asking yourself some questions, you'll always find an answer.
Well, you're exactly right. You can't find outside of yourself what you can't find inside of yourself. And you have done the work for such a young, successful, elite performer. You have absolutely done the work. And I am so appreciative for you and everything you do, not just for you, your team, your community, but the world as such a great icon and an inspiration to all of us. Thank you, Martin, very much.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.